The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time.
Sucker punch an old man in a nursing home. Kill an Uber driver begging for her life. Shoot a little girl playing on a front lawn. That's what niggers do, cause that country's run by kikes. Call for the cops, Karen's your new name. Fired from your job for speaking up. Yeah, white is had enough. But you can't hide in a small town. Diversity is coming down the road. Around here we don't defend our own. If you say nigger, we'll grab the phone. Conservatives are gonna sell you out. Don't try that in a small town. I got a gun that my granddaddy gave me. My gay son will probably use it on himself. You can't run from the problems in the city.
Find the defendant Travis McMichael guilty. Count 4, felony murder. We the jury find the defendant Travis McMichael guilty.
All right, folks, welcome back to Hour 2 of the National Intel Report. Please go to Republic Broadcasting. This is your host, William Repellum. Please go back to Republic Broadcasting and donate. Hit the donate button. And please help us keep free speech alive. And I'm going to have to apologize for that. I didn't, the pejorative terms that occurred in the beginning of that song kind of slipped past me. I would have censored it out probably. I just don't think that's constructive. But it got through, so probably got some laughs out of it. And hopefully nobody's too butthurt over it. All right. So, but yeah, that's not my usual shtick. But so that song, you know. So everybody's raving about Try That in a Small Town, Jason Aldean song. And I love Jason Aldean and his music. But at the same time, you got to ask questions, you know. And that song really does hit you in the feels, doesn't it? I mean, can you whether hear the guitar coming in? The ding 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 ding. I mean, gets you. It really does. Really gets you. But you got to wonder, when you're saying try that in a small town, well, they already are trying it in a small town. I mean, they're already busing migrants up into small towns and trying to change the demographics there. So I don't know whether to think that that song is predictive programming or whether that song is priming the pump. or whether that song is rallying the troops. You know? I don't know. So, anyway, that was a take from Zionist Report that I just came across on Saturday, I think it was. And so, yeah. And I forgot about the whole nigger word or whatever. So, anyway, the blah, blah, blah. All right, so I got, let's see, I got Jay in L.A. So, Jay, welcome to the show.
I was kind of surprised to hear you agree with E. Michael Jones, because I listened to his show where he talked about the ADL basically accusing of something he didn't say, the whole racial thing. Because right, it struck me like it's like the JQ equivalent of, oh, there's only one race, the human race, and we know that's not true. It's like there is a racial reality to this, the Jewish component. Like, the part I don't get is the tie-in between the Hebrews with the Ashkenazis, because I don't think they're genetically related. But to deny that these Ashkenazis, it's like denying that black people have a propensity towards violence. Like, there are white people who hang around blacks and act like them, and then they behave like them. But I think if they were to get away from them, they could be, like, rewired and stuff. But whereas with a lot of the black community, it's just in there. They got that warrior gene, high testosterone. It's just genetics. They're violent, you know. And I think with the Jews, you have inbreeding, you have high-functioning autism, you have a super high rate of mongoloids and stuff. There is a racial component, and I do like the analogy of saying it's sort of like a, what did you say, like a computer program almost, but I don't think we can, an operating system, right. But don't you think the denying that there's something about them, because there's even people I've known that have this trait, and then I find out later, oh, he's one of them. Like, you can tell, you can smell them. They're not European. They're not like us. They don't know how to have high trust communities. And it's almost like without exception, I see this. And I was just curious how you rationalize. Because E. Michael, he thinks we're all one race. We're all going to sit around and, you know, have hot dogs on the fire. I just don't agree. It's never going to happen. So just wondering.
I don't think that's quite true about what he thinks. He just comes at it from a spiritual angle. He says there's three different ethnicities, and that's Christian, and I don't necessarily agree with this, but Christian, Jew, and Protestant, Jew, and Catholic. So he referencing everything back to that. And now I don't agree with that. I definitely agree with you that there are racial proclivities that we shared. We have, you brought up high trust societies. Absolutely. You know, white neighborhoods tend to have less litter, and people tend to take care of their yards, they do their part to keep up. Black neighborhoods, you're going to probably see trash everywhere. I don't know that if it was that way in black neighborhoods before the Jewish civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s, which actually ruined black people in black neighborhoods. But I don't really know if they had dirty trash all over the place, and I know they didn't have gang violence and gangster rap and all this stuff. They had stronger families, blacks. But the Jew really did a number on blacks with the civil rights movement. I mean, you talk about rallying them up against white people and then putting them into a victim status. I don't mean to go too far off topic for what you're saying, but just trying to put it in kind of perspective. Definitely, E. Michael Jones brings up a lot of the racial things that have happened, like the Jews bringing blacks up to up from. He does a book called Slaughter of Cities, where in the 50s, I think, or even after the Civil War, there was a huge Jewish campaign to bring the blacks up from the South up to the North and displace the white neighborhoods up there. E. Michael Jones lived in one of them, I think, in Philadelphia, and so he brings awareness to a lot of that racial stuff, but he comes at it, and I almost wonder if he does it as a way to sort of virtue signal, as a way to sort of still be able to get the rest of his message out and travel and not be called racist.
Yeah.
Because they've actually, the ADL's even said, oh, E. Michael Jones is not racist, and you heard that, right? So that's kind of a benefit to him in a way. He could still get his message out and expose the Jews and to come at it from more a spiritual angle, which is more safe, obviously, and kind of smart. That's why I respect his position. But I agree with you, too, that you know, racially, the European people create high trust societies, and that's like our great quality. You know, we could be a model for other races as well, but the Jew makes sure that we're labeled as the enemy. You know,
it's a lot like that meme, though. I mean, that, you know, the meme where it's like the guy bowling and it says Jews, and then the bowling ball is says blacks, and then the pins are whites. Like that's the blacks are just the useful. Not to say idiots, but you know what I mean. That they're the tool to get this job done. They're the proxy army that's polluting and breaking up. That, you know, they're the army right now. But I just was saying, like, I was just curious. You do see that there's something inherent in Ashkenazi. They're just there's something off. They don't think like us. They don't behave like us. They don't get the warmth. They don't have that. Like, I've never met one that was like had compassion very much or empathy. And I think that's because there's a lot of high functioning, autism at that level, and you know, Asperger's and stuff like that. That's why they're super smart, but they don't. They're like, oh, sure, wipe those people out. You know, like ants.
Well, I think there's evidence to what you're saying, and I don't know if it's circumstantial evidence or if it's actual something we can, you know, verify through the genetics. I would probably ask somebody like David Duke, right? Because I think he comes from the genetic. I don't know. We were looking at somebody like Edward Bernays, right? Who I was talking to David Scorpio on Friday night on my show. And he brought up Edward Bernays. Well, you look at this guy, and it verifies what you're saying, Jay. I mean, look at his eyes. Go look at his Wikipedia, and look at the guy's eyes. There's something absent there. So yeah. The question is whether or not he was born with that, or is that something that he learned? Because the culture, it definitely promotes this kind of psychopathy. When people are born, they're instantly circumcised, including us. So we're infected with that psychopathy as well because of circumcision. It's a way to psychopathologize young men and then make it difficult for them to function in a relationship with a woman and make them, you know, more manipulatable. I mean, that's a whole other topic, circumcision, but I don't want to get into too much tonight. But
no, I understand what you're saying. I don't want to take your show up, but one other last thing is bagels were invented by Polish people, not Jews. And I think
really,
yeah. I mean, I guess,
okay.
Yeah. That was my understanding because I used to kind of give that. That was on their one pro, you know, all the cons, and the one pro was because I said nobody's ever said like I could really go for some Jewish food. You know, it's like even their food is disgusting. It's like everything you scrape off the inside of your fridge when it's been sitting for a few months, but like all these rotten sauerkrauty things. But yeah, I don't think they made that. I appreciate your comments on all that stuff, and I'll share the mic. Thank you for the show, though.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate the call, Jay. Jay in L.A. Thank you. Let me see. I don't have any other callers right now, so if you guys somebody wants to call in, lines are open. But yeah, looking at this Edward Bernays guy, another thing is they seem to live a long time. Guy lived to be 103 years old. How do these Jews live so long? So you're a psychopath, and you have an empty soul, and you live till over 100, like Henry Kissinger. He's another one. He was 97 years old, 98 years old. Let's see how old he is right now. How old is Henry Kissinger? Who else? Other Jews have lived to be super old. Yeah, he's 100 years old almost. Was it September 22nd? He's going to be 100. No, May. Oh, he is 100 years old. So on May 27th, 1923, Henry Kissinger is 100 years old. We don't live that long. Why do these Jews live that long? I don't know. I'm not going to even speculate on things I don't know. But first thing that pops into my head, which is just like, I'm just saying the first thing that pops in my head is adrenochrome. But there's a whole can of worms right there. So these are our topics for future shows here. I'm going to bookmark them. Adrenochrome, circumcision. Okay, yeah. Bookmark. Yeah, so, yeah, go ahead and call in, folks. Got nobody waiting. I was going to go ahead and I got an article I want to look at here. It's called, let me see, it's called, okay, yeah. White women are one of the most dangerous groups, and whiteness is a cult, says a black woman, as she's standing there with her screaming face and like she's holding a knife. She's got her fist up in the air like she's holding a knife ready to, you know. So, I don't know, why do black people, why would you put yourself in this position and make yourself into a proxy warrior like this for the people that brought you over as slaves and chained you in your own feces? Why would you do that? Is it money? I mean, you don't care, you're just going to make some money? You get paid by some Jews to help Jews, you know, eliminate white people from the planet? Yeah, it's a black activist gained attention on social media as she claimed her TikTok video that white women are one of the most dangerous groups and compared white to being in a cult. Okay, all right. Well, who's the ones actually promoting this? Jews. And so why are we not allowed to go to Congress and define anti-whiteness and hold Jews accountable for their anti-whiteness that is leading to our genocide, including, you know, blacks attacking whites, like in this video by Devin Stack that I watched on Saturday that my friend Travis sent me. It is, let me find it so I can tell you guys what it's called, and you can go find it. It's hard to watch because it shows all the violence. It shows a lot of the violence that blacks are committing against whites and how the Jews have really got them riled up and now they're just getting away with murder, literally murdering us. And a lot of scenes where, you know, blacks are jumping whites, and it's difficult. It's difficult to watch. So let me find the name of it here. Yeah, where is it? Come on. Here we go. Yeah, it's called Defiant 2021 Devin Stack documentary video. Okay, so it's a couple years old, but it's definitely, it's on BitChute. It's called Defiant 2021 Devin Stack. All right, so go look it up. It's about a half hour long. It's a good wake-up call for the normies. See that one. You know, but you got to have a, you know, you can't be one of those people that is like, I have to live in my bubble. And don't send it to one of those people that just be careful. You got to be careful who you send these things to. Trust me, I've been there. I've been down this road. You send it to the wrong person and you're going to trigger them. And they're going to do something weird or crazy or try to, you know, harm you in some way, thinking they're doing good. You know, don't. So, yeah, just be careful. You know, with some of these people that don't want their little bubble grazed, they don't want you to buzz the tower. They don't want you to buzz the bubble. So that's that. So, but I mean, I see one of these articles, like, you know, every other article is one of these articles. You know how it's like they're forcing all these articles on you on the internet on your blank search browser tab. Up against the break, we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
All right, welcome back. Welcome to the Punch Bowl. Nah, just kidding. That's my opening song on the Punch Bowl, at least it has been. So for a second there, I thought it was Friday night. I'm just kidding. That was all done on purpose. Okay, so I got Lark in Texas. Lark, welcome to the show. Been a while since I've spoken to you.
How do you do there?
Yes, sir. I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Well, listen, I was listening to you speak about E. Michael Jones. And So what I wanted to do was sound a cautionary note for you and your listeners. Do a search for something titled E. Michael Jones dossier. D-O-S-S-I-E-R, dossier. E. Michael Jones dossier. Dossier. That would be at the Fitzpatrick Informer or fitzinfo.com. He's also was raised Roman Catholic, but you're going to find a lot of interesting articles that are all tagged E. Michael Jones for your consideration. I also want to remind you that there's a long history in the Catholic Church of anti-popes in its history. And, you know, I've been kind of a student of comparative religion all my life. But, and before I ever discovered RBN, I had already been researching communitarianism for 5 years, since about 04. But you can also do a search for something at a website called Culture Magic. And it's simply titled, the search words are Timeline of Communitarianism. That's a historical timeline of communitarianism. Let's not also forget that if we go into Britannica or Wikipedia to the encyclopedia entry for communitarianism, we're going to find the influence of one Peter Maurin and Dorothy Day. And there's been a movement afoot for about 10 years or so to actually canonize Dorothy Day. She and Peter Maurin founded the Catholic Workers' Party in Chicago. And the other thing, too, we have to remember that one of the principal communitarian proponents of the last 25 or 30 years is Alistair MacIntyre from the University of Notre Dame. And then finally, I want to remind the listeners that, you know, when Tony Blair was in office, he was replaced by David Cameron. So we had the British Labour Party represented in Tony Blair, and then we had the so-called Tories or the Conservatives of England that replaced Tony Blair. Well, as soon as Cameron started giving press speeches and the like at 10 Downing Street, he was calling for subsidiarity. Subsidiarity comes from Catholic social teachings, and it's basically similar to that which governs best governs least, or the best government is that which is local. And this was designed so that he could engineer the buy-in of the Catholics of the UK to his agenda, because even though Blair was of the left, so-called, and Cameron was of the right, so-called, they were both communitarians. But the average RBN listener, and really most people that style themselves of the right, so-called, some call them white nationalists, I mean, they're wholly unfamiliar with the history and the terminology. And if you don't know the terminology of communitarianism, you're going to easily fall victim. And one thing that you might want to check out, just for fun of it, is look up something called traditionalist conservatism. Traditionalist conservatism, and look at the influence of people like Edmund Burke upon these thinkers that we generally assign to the right side of the political aisle in the last 50 years or so.
Lark, we're up against a break. Can you hold over? I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, I don't mind. Sure.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Nowhere tomorrow, a Sunday rhyme. You know all good things come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, so, Lark, I want to ask you just if you could give me the nutshell on the Michael Jones. I'm going to try to get to this info that you sent. It's a lot here. And then the other one you sent, and the other one that you told me about, I pulled them up. Fitzpatrick, fitzinfo.net, E. Michael Jones dossier. Got a sword and sickle next to E. Michael Jones, and says the new right is only a project, and we are its architects. The future is truly ours. Quote from Putin's prophet Alexander Dugin. That's what it says. But Mark or Lark, could you give is it possible just to give a quick synopsis of why E. Michael Jones is working for the, what'd you say, working for the Russian government? I mean, let me just say that my comment real quick first. It says E. Michael Jones is a KGB asset and guilty of immeasurable treason against the USA West. Well, okay, he's a KGB asset. I mean, the West is guilty of all kinds of treason against the American people. So as far as I'm concerned, he's done a hell of a lot better exposing the parasite than they do for us, as they, tyrannize us. So I just have a hard time stomaching that one. But I'm gathering that there's some there, that the reason is because of controlled opposition, that he kind of ignores race as being a factor, you know, and promotes the idea that there's only, you know, just the ethnicities are based on Christian, Protestant, and Jew only. These are the three ethnicities that exist. Well, I don't know where Africans or Chinese or Indians would fit into that, but I don't know. Let me kick it over to you. I just want to get your comments on that.
Well, first of all, I've always enjoyed listening to E. Michael Jones over the years, and I've been listening to him for 15 years or better.
Okay.
He was a frequent guest on this network with various hosts, notably Deanna Spingola. And in fact, I've watched one of his presentations. It was called British Imperialism versus German Idealism. I think I've seen that at least four or five times. It was so well presented. I mean, the man is well educated. He has a college degree, and I'm familiar with his story and what happened to him. But see, I'm looking from a wider lens than perhaps the average person on RBN, because I have to tell you, one of the reasons that I've been listening to RBN over the years is because I've been tracked, because of course I enjoy listening to RBN and the hosts. I like the people. But I can't stand to see good people getting bamboozled and be hurt in the process. And generally speaking, they are they're what we might call right side Christians, fundamentalists, and the like. You know, and so I mean, I like these people. I mean, I live in the Bible Belt. I live in Dallas, Texas. Okay, but it's also, I live about 15 miles or maybe 10 miles away from C.I. Schofield's church ministry. The same building, more than 20 years, the Schofield Reference Bible. And
Mark,
those articles that you cite, I mean, I've read them, every one of them. And so what I would invite people to do is read the articles and then make up your own mind. Okay, because I'm not slamming E. Michael Jones. What I'm sounding is a cautionary alarm.
Okay.
Okay, because, I mean, I'm not a person that watches TV. I don't, you know, anytime I've ever been on RBN, I do not talk about current events. Because as far as I'm concerned, we're talking about the Jews News and Talmud Vision, and I don't want to lend it any credence whatsoever. I also don't vote. Okay, and for good reason. I don't get caught up in these kinds of arguments because they're a complete waste of time when you get the bigger picture of what is actually occurring with the law, with the culture, with the economic situation, the funny money, everything that's happening. I mean, most people on RBN are pretty well clued in that regard. But I don't want to see people hurt because they automatically adopt a right position about people they hear and they talk to and so forth and so on. There's a whole lot more to know about E. Michael Jones than just what his stance is about the Jews, for instance.
Well,
and that's
the
only thing I want to say, because I don't want to be...
Catholicism, so I don't really agree with promoting Catholicism.
Well, I mean, I personally am not a religionist, but I have a soft spot for Christians because, I mean, I was baptized in a small country church in Texas about 1975, and I've never disavowed that. But, you know, within 2 years, I had to quit going to church because I kept thinking, well, where's all the Christians that claim to be Christians that go to these various churches? And it was the Church of Christ, I should point out. And by the way, the Church of Christ was one of the first to sign on to the National Council of Churches organized by Rockefeller. And what is happening with interfaith dialogue over these past, you know, I mean, really since the turn of the century, people don't realize that the world's first parliament of religions, which was convened at the Colombian exposition on September 11th, 1893 was in response to the Dresden Manifesto that was written in Dresden beginning on September 11th, 1882. People don't know this. And I spelled it out on RBN several times over the years, but of course people like you are, you know, you're not an old timer like people like me. And so I don't want to see people lose sight of all the work that's happened before.
All right.
So well, anyway, I hope I've been helpful. I'm not one to tell you what to think about E. Michael Jones because I've already expressed my admiration for him in several respects, but, I just invite the listeners to take another look at that thing, and especially take a look at the interfaith dialogues that have been occurring. Over the, just do a search, interfaith dialogues.
All
and you're
right.
going to be astonished yep. by what you see.
Gotcha. All right. I'm putting it in my browser, interfaith dialogues, before I let you go. But, Lark, listen, I got another caller I got to get to. And I appreciate your contribution to RBN, and I appreciate, because you were a host before, so you can go find Lark's previous shows there, and I appreciate you calling in. It's been a while, and good to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Y'all be good.
All right, good night. All right, we got Steve in Delaware. Steve, welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks for taking the call. Just want to let you know, I know E. Michael Jones, and he's just, he's really... He's pissed off because his son's like a ballerina. That's what his frustration's about.
What? Really?
His son, yeah, his son's a ballerina. He's in the ballet. And
a ballerina? I don't think they call guys ballerinas. They, what do they call them? They just call them ballet dancers?
Unless well, whatever. I think he's just pissed off about that, so that's why he's... He's a very pissed off man.
He's very
That's
pissed
all.
Off, man. And so I don't understand. So pissed off, and so he's out there talking about the Jews because his son's a ballerina.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly. Okay. So, so then you don't like that he's out there talking about the Jews?
Oh, I just think I think the guy needs a tinfoil hat. I mean, I myself am a Baptist, but I think he's a nut. That job, and I just know for a fact that he's pissed off because his son's a ballerina.
Well, okay, so why does he need a tinfoil hat? Why is he off base or whatever you say?
Because he's nuts. He's just a fucking nut.
He's nuts. No, but why is he nuts? We're going in circles here. What's the reasoning?
You tell me. You like him?
You called in and said it. So
there you go.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you, Steve. All right, guys, so I'm going to move on over here to, let's see, I'm going to move on over here to Blacklisted News. Let's go over some news. Okay, my favorite, actually, no, I'm not going to Blacklisted News. You know where I'm going? Renegade Tribune. That's where I'm going. Hitler was not controlled opposition. Series recap. Here's a great article from... July 19th, if you didn't hear it already, but Hitler was not controlled opposition. Making Adolf Hitler into a Jewish-controlled agent is quite a brilliant plot by international Jewry to divert newcomers away from learning the true history and background of National Socialism. Making Adolf Hitler into a Jewish-controlled agent is quite a brilliant plot by international Jewry to divert newcomers away from learning the true history and background of National Socialism. Don't be fooled. Watch out for so-called pro-white online activists who are trashing Hitler's legacy or just giving Hitler lip service, 1488, without teaching the fundamentals and principles of National Socialism. Exactly. Exactly. These pro-whites, quote-unquote, online activists want you to be in their big controlled opposition tent. It's a clown show. Stand up for Hitler and National Socialism. Now, I agree with this because once you've actually done the research on this man and on National Socialism and how National Socialism is the only socialism that works, because it helps promote your people, especially in the context of the international Jews that are national socialism is like kryptonite to the international Jews that need to exist by parasiting off of everyone else. It's the answer to parasitism, because what national socialism is, all you normie cuckservatives out there that think, oh, well, socialism leads to communism and socialism's just bad. Well, that's true if the Jew controls it, because anything the Jew controls is bad. Okay? So, but national socialism promotes your people and your country. So if you have an interest in, like they did in Germany, in bringing the Germans out of the horrific state that it was in after World War I with the Treaty of Versailles and the Jewish Weimar Republic, where you know you had Babylon Berlin essentially with all this transgender stuff taking root and all this child pornography, sex trafficking going on, promoted by the Jews in Germany, and all these books that the German National Socialists burned, which they should have burned, it's all degenerate porn filth. Degenerate, you know, like just disgusting. Disgusting sexual stuff. Not normal stuff, you know? Sexuality, it should be a beautiful thing. We should know more about love and sex together. And then that's really, you know, and that's just not promoted in our society. Anyway, that's how it was in Weimar Germany. They were promoting pedophilia, all this other crap, and then also the massive, not to mention the starvation of the Germans that occurred on the blockade by World War I, forcing them to sign this Treaty of Versailles, the Jewish Treaty of Versailles, which ended up giving all the, I said this so many times, all the lands away to the Jewish Bolsheviks in Poland, and then also in Sudetenland, in the Frankenstein Turducken country of Czechoslovakia, Jewish concoction after Treaty of Versailles. Yeah, so the Treaty of Versailles led to the Jews concocting a turducken down there in Moravia, Bohemia, Yugoslavia, and Slovakia. So that's what they called Czechoslovakia. Turducken, you know, the turducken, the turkey, duck, chicken thing from Thanksgiving. Jewish turducken, Czechoslovakia. So, yeah. All right, so I was just reading this article, okay? December 9th, 2019, a six-part Renegade Tribune series summer. Oh, cool. So the Renegade Tribune has this Hitler Was Not Controlled Opposition, part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Be great to go watch this. A whole bunch of other BitChute videos of that. Okay, so what else we got on Renegade Tribune? Because this was just sitting here, and I didn't get to it yet. I'm going to go to latest. And see what we got in here. World War I era, human soap and social engineering. Okay. The British press accused the German government of boiling down human corpses to make soap. You can go read that one. Just 3 months of regular mild exercise enhances brain health in older adults. Okay, this is great. This is a health-related article, but, you know, we know that. I'm not going to go read it. Again, go to Renegade Tribune. A fact check. How many blacks did apartheid actually kill? Ah, this should be interesting. Let me just see if there's anything. JP Morgan processed 1.1 million from Jeffrey Epstein to girls or women despite firing him as a client. Huh. Yeah, not a surprise there. Justice Jackson accused of second glaring false claim in affirmative action dissent. Okay, here's the next one. Banks take the lead in establishing personal social credit system, critics charge. Oh, this, let me read this. says it's an 8-minute read. We're skipping the break. All right, so we got time. I don't have any other callers. Banks take, this is really important. Banks take the lead in establishing personal social credit system, critics charge. Okay. Many say that America's largest banks are in lockstep with UK banks in establishing political and social criteria for their customers and punishing those who don't comply. Large money center banks appear to be in the vanguard of a movement to build a system of personal social credit scores. There's nothing new here. We all know this. This week, British bank Barclays became the latest to be accused of shutting down the accounts of its customers for political or religious reasons. This followed revelations in April that Couts, a private bank owned by British bank NatWest, was alleged to have closed the accounts and publicized personal information of conservative politician Nigel Farage, one of the foremost Brexit advocates and a supporter of policies of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Jewish behavior to do things like this. So circling back over to Jerry Wasserman Schultz, getting up there in front of Congress and accusing Robert F. Kennedy of anti-Semitism and libeling at him all kinds of things with with impunity. She can say whatever she wants. She can censor his speech. All right, but we got this Jewish behavior over here, which is completely intolerable. Completely intolerable, unacceptable. Money, power, banks, Jewish banks, taking away people's ability to even use their money just because they don't like what they say. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz would just assume you die and the Jews take all your money. And she just trot off and laughing away and continuing to come after anti-Semitism. You anti-Semite. And British banks are not alone. Many say that America's largest banks are in lockstep with UK banks establishing political and social criteria, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, I get bored, and I'm not going to continue reading it. You can read more of it. All right, eat your strawberries, new study says, are powerful brain and heart boosters. So don't forget to eat your strawberries. White House U.S. Surgeon General pressured Facebook to censor true vaccine harms. This is good. Okay, let me read a little bit of this one here, actually. White House U.S. Surgeon General pressured Facebook to censor true vaccine harms. All right, so Debbie Wasserman Schultz, again, another promoter of the COVID genocide as a Jew. And in the wake of the recent Select Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Federal Government, internal documents produced by Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook tell a horrid story of the White House through an office of the Surgeon General Vivek H. Murphy directing tech platforms to censor and label as misinformation true stories of vaccine injury and side effects, the very definition of a disinformation campaign. And Senator Jim Jordan's latest two posts, dubbed the Facebook files, reveals the depths to which our government was willing not only to suppress the First Amendment rights of citizens, but actively target them as dissidents for exercising their protected speech on matters of life and death significance, without which informed choice and the medical ethical principle of informed consent would not be possible. Well, there you go. There you go. All right. Yeah. Elon Musk, they are openly pushing for genocide of white people in South Africa. Ah, this is interesting. Okay. So they are openly pushing for the genocide of white people in South Africa, Musk said. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. Why do you say nothing? Renegade editor's note. I am not a supporter of Elon. Do not trust him at all. But this is the most important, most prominent figure to mention white genocide that I can recall. So, yeah, this is why you have to be skeptical about everybody, even like Jason Aldean, you know. Because, I mean, he's in a prominent country music thing. I was actually listening to a documentary yesterday, you know, from a guy that made it like 4 years ago, right after the
Las Vegas shooting. It's from like 2018, 5 years now. And he was talking about country music being tied to the government. All these country music singers going and visiting the, you know, White House, Obama, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it was kind of interesting. If you look up, there was some interesting stuff in there. I mean, it made sense what he was saying. Because if you listen to country music, and I got one more story I want to tell you. This is a personal story, one of these boring stories you read on the news. But lost my train of thought. Anyway, let me just kick over to this story I want to tell you. I went into a Home Depot on Saturday, and I was looking for some halogen bulbs. They don't have them anymore. They've been phased out. So that was a news piece too. I think it was Saturday or Sunday was the last day they could sell those. They're not legal anymore. You have to buy all LED lights. This is a horrible tragedy. So I was hoping to stock up. Well, I get up there. There's somebody working there in the paint section or something. And there's an exec from a different store. And he, you know, I mentioned, yeah, these LED lights are bad for you. And they want to, you know. And he's like, oh, well, they want to nudge us in the good direction, you know. No, you stupid idiot. You climate change promoter. No, they want us all dead. You know, it's just like this guy's got his cush job at Home Depot. He's not going to rock the boat. He's just going to go along. He's not going to rock the boat. So, what are you going to do? Anyway, when I walked away, they probably said he got his tinfoil hat on. Anyway, I wish I didn't lose my train of thought on my other story that I was telling you. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm not a supporter of Elon and do not trust him at all, but just most prominent. Yeah, it was about the Jason Aldean thing. So country music. And if you think about it, this is the last point I wanted to make, and then the show's over. But if you think about some of the stuff they promote in the songs and the music, it isn't just country music, but it's rock and everything. Like, just listen to the words. What are they promoting? Sometimes they might be promoting, like, break up with your girlfriend and go be a degenerate and play lottery and go to Hooters. I absolutely love Luke Combs' music, but they also have that Masonic stuff in there, too, which you can't deny. I mean, it's promoting stuff. All right, so please come to we're at the end of the show, but please come join me on the Punch Bowl Friday night. Please go to my BitChute channel, William Repillum, and subscribe. I got the video up that Chris Switzer made. And we're at the end of the show. I hear the music, and I don't know how loud it is, but you guys have a great night, and we'll see you next week. We'll see you tomorrow night on Jeremy's show and on Friday at the Punch Bowl. Bye-bye.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.